Hey, welcome back to All Right Here. Listen, I'm Evan.
Sean.
I'm Kieran.
I nearly said I'm Sean there. I was looking at Sean. He's like, I'm Sean.
Why the fuck would you say that?
We have loads of snacks. Kieran's in a row around his place of work.
Same Pringles.
I got like a bowl. I got Starburst and a Boost Bar, some Jaffas, can of Orchard Thieves.
Mark on the board.
Yeah, no one can understand.
No one can understand that.
If you're talking like that, you're talking complete shite, Kieran. Oh yeah, look, I'm making a fucking mess again.
It's a snack episode.
Actually, you're not wrong. It's just so much food.
The snack cast.
The snack cast.
I'm right here. Snack.
Have you got your coasters? You're gonna keep picking up and down your phone. And make
no, I'm not. I'm not. Don't worry.
Okay, so what are you doing now? Then you're just fucking around.
I'm having a wank.
Oh yeah, you would. Yeah.
I'm
having a Tom Hank.
Right.
Holy mother of rain! Look at that.
Yeah, right now outside it's raining.
It's fucking lashing.
It's really raining
fucking
hard.
Fucking monsoon.
Ireland fucking shit.
It's a bad place. I wouldn't come, like, if it was like summer and it was nice out, come for a week because it's good crack.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because, like, you come here, have a good time, and leave before it gets too much. But, like, we had some really good weather there like, last week.
But, like, it's, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but, you know, good for Irish people.
True. It was like 20 degrees. Which is amazing for us.
And yeah, like, and we don't understand the concept of, like, sunscreen.
I know,
like,
yeah.
In Ireland, everyone we just think because, like, we don't need sunscreen most of the time. When it gets sunny that we still don't need sunscreen.
Yeah.
And people just get fucking burnt to bits.
And also, Irish people on holidays. Like, for example, Killian. We went to Salou that time. He, like, was like a lobster coming home.
Yeah.
You guys remember the... What was the first thing you did when you got back from sleep?
What did I do?
Holy I think shit. I slept.
I had a glass of milk. The milk in Spain is fucking...
Don't get
Ireland has really fucking good milk.
Yeah, and
I think we're like...
Oh, no, no, even Ireland, America has horrible milk. I really don't like milk.
That's all sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all like... It's made by those fucking genetic cows.
Yeah, and see, now that I'm lactose intolerant, that really puts a damper on the whole milk thing. Because I don't like glasses of milk. I had one that time because I missed milk. I missed Irish milk. But like cereal, coffee, tea. Oh, my sister made an Oreo cheesecake the other day.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. And I shit myself 10 minutes after eating it.
Oh, that's hot, man.
It was horrible.
I love cheesecake. Cheesecake is like more that's the fucking dessert you need to go for.
Absolutely. Cheesecake is amazing.
No, like I wouldn't take any other dessert, just cheesecake. Like, if I could live with that.
Mm.
Actually, what's your desert island film?
Hot Fuzz. I could watch it 100 times and never get to
see
it.
I think we said that. Hot, yeah. I always said Hot Fuzz. But like, what would you pick? You'd pick something different because we actually had this conversation before.
Yeah.
That's a really good question, actually, because you have to pick a movie that not only, like, you just don't get bored of it, but it has to be something, like,
engaging.
Yeah.
To make you forget that you're on a fucking desert. Now, to be fair, you're not going to survive very long.
Actually, to be fair, I could probably watch, like,
I think that the Hot Fuzz, I think, is the movie I could watch 100 times and never get sick.
I think it's Scott Pilgrim.
I watched.
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't watch it. I said I watched Hot Fuzz 51.
Which one? Tissue?
Yeah, please. Thanks,
boy. And I haven't got bored of it.
Which?
Why did
it? Which one?
Can you guess? I can.
Please.
Oh, yeah. So this is not only the snack episode.
Yeah, we're also. Well, I mean, we drank last week.
Yeah. Oh, here. How are you still hanging
back again? I don't know. They're fucking with the doors. Holy shit.
Whoa, there's thunder outside.
I don't know if y'all can hear that.
We're going to die in here. We're in a little secluded cabin.
Serious shit going on outside.
Yeah, we're in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Where are you? Oh, shit.
I feel kind of tired in here, though, you know, in this cabin. I feel kind of sleepy. Alright, okay, so Desert Island Film. Keelan, you said Scott Pilgrim, which is a really good answer. But did you notice them there? They're all Edgar Wright movies.
Because it is like, you can...
Oh,
like,
sorry, actually...
Oh, here he goes.
Either Fantastic Mr. Fox or...
Ooh, that's a good one.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Both Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel, that's up there for me.
Have you watched the new one?
No.
What's it fucking called?
Oh, that's... No.
I think it's better than Fantastic Mr. Fox, easy. It's fucking brilliant.
I heard really good stuff about it.
Yeah, it's really good. We all watched it. I think the only problem with it is that they go too much where, like, they don't have subtitles of, like, the Japanese characters.
I like that.
But they have, like, American person speaking over news, looking at the looking at the Japanese television. So it's kind of weird, but it's you don't get the full effect of the story because you don't really know what's going on. But still, it's a great film.
You're like a dog.
That's what Paula.
Yeah. Okay, so what would be then your Desert Island album?
Yeah.
Do that by Pixies.
That's a good one.
Actually, I should probably would have picked something like that. Desert Island, that I can listen over and over again.
Yeah. It's Hailstones now. Hailstones.
I'm Thunder again.
Holy mother of shit.
We're going to die in here.
I'm okay with that. Don and Doom will be love.
How many claps was that? You should have been counting.
Yeah, but one. Claps would be very loud on the thing is, I don't think you're able to die indoors.
No, that's not true. You can die indoors.
Like,
people have died indoors.
Lightning,
if you get shot indoors, you're probably gonna die.
I know, but lightning, indoors.
That's true. As you can't die by lightning. Nice one, Kalo. You just make all that
thunder noise.
I hate that noise. I hate you.
Love you, baby.
You're a wanker.
Great, my water's out there. My water's out in the storm.
All right, no. What's your Desert Island album?
Oh, the Blue Album by Weezer. Without a doubt.
That's the thing. My favorite album's on my. Did my Desert Island album. I'm going to listen it over and over again. Oh, shit.
See, this is why we did all this stuff before we turned on the mic, Caleb.
Yeah, I'm just, grabbing food.
Very good point, yeah.
But yeah, I think the Blue Album by Weezer is... Because, like I said earlier on, I was talking to you.
Yeah.
It's the first album that I could ever listen to from beginning to end. Know all the words and never get sick of it.
You know what?
I can't do that with Doolittle, though.
I can't do that with Doolittle. I hate Silver.
I love Silver.
Yeah.
I can do that with Doolittle as well.
It's a good color.
Huh?
It's a good color.
It is a good color.
It's actually an iron.
No,
wait.
It's metal, you mean? Metal.
Oh, yeah.
It's an iron.
Color, to be fair.
Yeah, if you're a pretentious art cunt like you are.
True.
I want to point out your back garden is filling up with water.
Right, I might run out and grab a bottle of water now.
Why? Wait,
for real?
Don't open the fucking door.
Oh, can I have a can?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, use a coaster. That's why I put them there.
Really good, man. Good man.
Who's the fourth one for? We have five.
For Ryan.
When he turns
around. Ryan, guys.
So this is like a...
This podcast is actually named after Ryan, but he's not here.
That's not what I was going to say. Yeah.
He's not here, but you know.
Yeah, but this podcast is kind of a two-parter, but not really.
Yeah, because we missed a week.
So, it's like, we're doing this, and then we're painting in the rain and thunder because we hate ourselves.
Wait, hang on. Oh, no, it's just, they're taking photographs.
Oh.
I don't know. The water?
Just people outside the shower.
No, I know why. It's because my dad's off in fucking Spain with the boys.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
He's going to be like, yeah, look at it in Ireland. It's fucking lashing.
Hobby's not enjoying the milk. It's horrible.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
So, this happened. Have you looked at Twitter or the news in the last few days?
No, I don't have.
You don't actually notice either. I told Killian.
I have Twitter.
Maybe I did tell you. I told him. But my dad got on a plane, like a jumbo jet, Aer Lingus plane.
Yeah.
And my dad promoted himself up to first class, yeah, and left all his mates in accommodation.
Oh yeah, economy.
and he was loving it, watching films ever. And the plane got stopped over France because on the runway in Dublin Airport, it ran over two hairs and they got caught in the engine.
Holy shit!
And it had an engine failure over France, and then they had to turn back and come back to fucking Dublin.
Fucking hell. How long were they then stuck in Dublin?
They were stuck in Dublin for 9 hours. So, my dad left the house at 6:30. I went to school, whatever. And then when I came out of school, he was on the plane again.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's rough. They obviously didn't have to sit in the plane for, 9 hours. Did they go back in the airport or what?
They went back in the airport, and they had to get a different plane.
Okay.
My dad wasn't in first class anymore.
Gosh, that's amazing.
He's in economy class, yeah. Said that one right, yeah. And he was in the middle of two blokes, and my dad's a fucking big bloke, so he can't do anything about it. And then he got there, and he got the hotel room, and they were like, here, so what's the hotel room? And my dad wanted the one close to the elevator, because they're going to be pissed off their tits.
Yeah.
And they put him at the very end of the hallway, and he's like, nah, change that name, I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
And they actually done it.
Our room was far away from the elevator. Remember in Salou?
In Salou, yeah, it was. But it was, the best room in the hotel. By far, it was the best room. Like, it was amazing.
We had a mad long balcony. Like, we didn't even use the other half of our balcony.
Yeah, like, we were only there one time, and it was to light the cigars. Because there was a small, tiniest bit of wind, and we couldn't light the cigars.
Exactly, yeah. All right, so lads, any topics?
Any topics? Well, I got one that I want to get out of my chest. That new Arctic Monkeys album.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking sucks.
It's really
now, Keelan,
it's
you haven't listened to it.
No, I haven't, no.
It's
really,
terrible.
It's really not good.
It's possibly the biggest fall from grace ever.
So now we can officially say that AM was the downfall album.
Well, no, AM was the peak. Their best one is
I don't see
Favorite Worst Nightmare.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's
personal. I agree
with
that.
Personally for me, it's their best one.
Well, I was saying this, I think about a few months ago, that depending on how this album does, it'll either be AM.
You know the way the thing goes red when it's too loud?
Yeah.
When you cracked that can open, it went like just like lit up like bright red.
I'm sorry, I can't say that.
That's the grain, so we need to like actually pull that down every time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I said like, oh, depending on this new album, like if it's good, AM will be known as the album that like, you know,
launched.
Yeah. Launched it. But if it does shit, it'd be like AM was, you know. I think, to personally, it'd be the downfall. You know what I mean? And I guess...
I see where you're coming from there.
If it's that bad, then...
I think they were surprised with AM, how good it did. And then they just had to play loads of AM songs for the next...
It was 5 years. AM came out in 2013. How old
and
are you?
And then, they were sick of playing it so many times. Now that they're just like, yeah, fuck it, let's make sure everybody hates us.
Right, but Craig made a really good point by saying that they made an album for those people, those very few people whose favorite song on AM was Number One Party Anthem. Because that's fair. A bad song, but it actually would fit in with, hang on, I get this wrong every time, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay, I got it right that time.
Sorry, question, are these the rest of mine? Or what's going on?
We're just like sharing.
All right, because they're literally like nothing left.
Well, then, yeah. I peeled mine pre-podcast. Ooh, alliteration. And there's a lot of P's. We don't have a pop filter.
We do.
Yeah, I know. We don't have it on. It's over there.
We don't have it on because it's useless if there's like more than one person.
Exactly. And also, we're too far away, so the popping won't make too much of a difference. You're fucking unbelievable.
did I hear that?
Just dump them all. Just don't even go single. Single one of those out right now.
In here.
Because you're fucking it up, man. Perfect. No, not perfect. I'm going to fucking throw that somewhere so you can't fuck with it. Okay.
What did you throw me?
Perfect. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Back okay, yeah, no. It's so bad, Keelan. Like,
I remember when Humans dropped by Gorillaz.
Oh, right? So bad.
But Humans has, as Sean was saying, 5 or 6 great songs.
Every 22 song album.
Yeah. Every 22 album, okay, it's a very bad ratio, okay? Because, like, 22 songs, only 5 or 6 of them are good. Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, is that how we get it?
Yeah.
has no good songs. They're all
bad. It has two. No, I say it has two you can listen to again. And that's about it.
But I wouldn't even listen to them again because I actually hate that album so bad.
Mm.
It made me really upset.
You know what it is? I feel like it's such a shock because you're just like, and you kind of like what's going on right now?
Yeah.
And see, I kind of listened to it twice just to see kind of a better
view. I make sure I listen to each song twice.
Okay, yeah.
Just to see that I wasn't being a cynical asshole.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it's just so... It's like he's trying to, Alex Turner's just trying to, like I said this, in a way be like Bowie, but fails so much.
Like spectacularly.
And it's only him. Like, it's like, it feels like the rest of the band aren't there for the
entire. They're really not. Like, at all. It's just Alex Turner.
On a piano and singing.
Has Katie talked to you
about it?
The doctor talked about it?
She hasn't listened to it yet, so
she should.
She shouldn't, right?
No, she should.
Why?
A bitch.
It's a full goal.
Sorry, okay. Keelan's doctor. What a nice doctor.
What a lovely doctor.
Okay. What were you talking about?
No, wait. I was going to say something.
I bet it was bullshit.
AM.
Yeah,
great. It's mainly Alex Turner and the drummer. What's his name?
I can't remember, but he's... No, Alex see, drummer. No, see, I said this earlier on. Whatever people think I am, that's what I'm not. Is the drummer. Because the other three members of Arctic Monkeys were not great when that album came out, okay? But, no, Cook. Wait. Hear me out, right? So, they were not great, okay? Then, they needed a drummer. They got the drummer, and they got possibly the best drummer they could.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good.
So, they were like, hang on a minute. This cunt's fucking deadly. Put him, like, make him the lead, you know? So, in a way, Alex Turner kind of threw that all away with Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino by getting rid of like most of the good music.
Yeah, all of it. There's no hook. There's no like. I don't think there's a chorus in the song.
Well, it's just Alex Turner saying words every now and
then. Yeah, like now to be fair, in like he repeats Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino like a few times, and then he also repeats. Like, she looks like fun and all this, like, but it's not chorus. Like,
it's bad. It's really bad.
It's weird. And it's weird, like, you might love it, I don't know, but, like, I haven't heard anyone actually listen to it and be like, I can see the brilliance in this, but, because it's just not.
Yeah.
No, see, I love gritty Arctic Monkeys. Like, Alex Turner with fucking nice long hair, looking like 19, doing heroin.
Have you seen him now?
Oh, he looks fucking...
He's got real long hair.
And he
looks awful. He looks like Alex Turner. He was okay. He was okay in his shaggy haired youth. Right? Then he got really hot once AM came out because he got the... Oh, Sean didn't put his phone on silent. Well, who was that? The big man himself?
The large man.
The largest Mr. man. Mr. Mass.
Oh, yeah.
But, he got really hot when AM, because he had that quiff and all. Like, the whole band got a whole makeover, and it was great. They looked so good. But, I don't know. I don't want to say they, because I feel like it's Alex Turner's
fault. Yeah, so I know. It's like...
He dropped the ball making Hotel... Oh, fuck me. Tranquility Base Hotel. We just call it TBHC.
Wait, what's it called? Hotel Tranquility Base Hotel?
Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
Tranquility Base Hotel Casino.
You said Tranquility first, like you, and you meant to say it, and it really annoys me. Just say Tranquility.
Tranquility.
Good man.
Base Hotel and Casino.
Good man.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, it's okay. The entire album's meant to be a 40-minute. It's 40 minutes.
It's a conversation.
It's like, and it's a conversation about this hotel in the future. Okay.
That's shit.
Called
Tranquility. Ewan already hates it.
Yeah, that's basically it. And then, like, how certain things. I like the first song is I give it this is like there's a line that, like I wanted to be in the Strokes but you've made me so much worse or something like that,
yeah.
Which that's why I feel like he's made the album to be like, yeah, I just want to fucking play piano and sing. But
which would be good, but he did it wrong.
He
shouldn't have done it under the Arctic Monkeys name.
Right, he shouldn't, because he has his own solo career. He has Arctic Monkeys' own solo career, and then the...
Well, I guess Flash he knew albums. More people would pay for the new Arctic Monkeys album than the new Alex.
True, yeah. But he... Like, I'm sure, like I said earlier on with Sean, I'm sure there's people out there who are saying this is the best thing that ever happened.
That's true.
And that's going to damage it, because... They're gonna make more albums and songs.
You know what the thing is? I feel like there's all, like, I was actually looking at the Metacritic for it. And I was like a 77.
Wow,
like, that's really high for an album as well. Because I've seen some brilliant albums be down like in the 40s. I'm like, what the fuck?
How the fuck could you even give that album over a 30? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can see why people would like it. I feel like if this was the first introduction to Arctic Monkeys for certain people.
See, how would they write
this? It's great. But if they went back and listened to their old songs, they'd be like, well, this is bad. Because they wouldn't know. Yeah. But like, to us, that's Arctic Monkeys, right? It's like the old songs, you know?
Yeah.
They're amazing. They're just...
So we're saying that professionally, critics are like, oh yeah, no, this one's good because they have some good mixing.
Can I be honest now? I'm not excited for... The in the Tree Arena.
No, I'm not excited to go see
it. Neither am I.
No,
because
it's bad.
No, like, I know you haven't even heard it, but like,
obviously
they haven't paid for it.
Obviously, like, they will.
But see, the thing is, I'm not. I am and I am. I'm not excited for the songs that they play from that album, but I know they're not.
They have to play some of the albums.
They're gonna. I know that they always play. Now they always gonna play 4 out of 5, which is like one of the better ones out of that album.
Yeah.
But and what's the other one? The actual name of the Tranquility Base Hotel Casino, which isn't great, to be fair. And
like they will obviously play their bangers.
They should.
I just hope they play way more than. Hope they play 2 or 3 songs.
Because like, when I would see Chili Peppers.
See, here's the thing though. Dark Necessities. What was that called?
Dark Necessities.
No, The Runaway.
The Getaway, wasn't it?
Getaway.
The Getaway. That's a great album, right?
Yeah, more.
That is a great album.
It's I hated that album when it first came out. I listened to it and I was like, shit, it's really good. I'm like, they played. It's like half that album, but they also played some of their own songs, and they did a cover of "Search and Destroy" by Stooges, which was fucking amazing.
Forgot about that.
And then Flea sang the Irish national anthem, which made me really happy. So you know, but because Chili Peppers, they never went bad.
He's also wearing a Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt.
I am actually. Yeah, I got this at the gig. I bought this at the gig.
They never did go bad.
They were always good. Like a lot of bands, like Fall Out Boy, What a Fall from Grace.
Oh yeah.
Hey, anyone else remember growing up to This Ain't a Scene and all them songs? No. You know, I do because I was an emo.
Green Day kind
of. No, I never liked Green Day.
See, I did.
I never liked anything that was like pop punk.
Revolution Radio was a bad album.
Is Green Day pop punk?
Green Day's kind of like but like more leaning towards the punk side though.
I don't know. I never liked Green Day. I always thought they were too trying to be edgy.
No. That's true. I see where you're coming from there. But...
Same with Blink. I hate Blink 182. I don't hate Blink 182. I did hit Blink 182 because the what's his name? What's the fucking singer's name?
Mark.
Mark 182. Brangie or some shit. Anyway, it doesn't matter. His voice when he's singing, he's like,
holy red ring.
Too loud for the mic to handle. Is this too loud?
Actually, I don't think I got picked up. that's a problem I have with Blink 182 is that in most of their songs he does sound like he's whining. But I love Blink 182.
There's a few songs I like, but
yeah,
there's Sum 41. They were just the best band in the whole world.
Sum 41 are literally the greatest band of all time.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but they don't have the best song of all time because the best song of all time is "Danger High Voltage" by Electric Six.
Oh, I agree.
You know what I love
about I will that. Fight anyone. Who says that that's not the best song?
I love that because, like, do you remember we were watching This Is What It's In? We were watching Diary of a Wimpy Kid. You weren't there.
No, we were in
Wexford. Me, you, and I don't know. So it was just me and you. We watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid in Wexford while all the girls and Kenny was doing something else, yeah. And we were just like, Danger High Voltage came on, and then I just immediately was like, putting that on my fucking iTunes. And I put that on it's such a good song.
Yeah, because I remember my dad played that one time in the house, and I was like, oh, it's a good song. And then I watched Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I texted my dad straight away. Like, I was like, I'm talking when it came out, I watched it. And I had like a phone that had buttons. Remember the phones that had buttons? I had one of those, and it was like, that fucking Danger High Voltage is in Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I was playing out Sex Rock a few days.
Yeah, you did. Oh man, shout out to sponsored by Sex Rock, man.
Sponsored by
what
Sex Rock.
What a fucking place.
Sex Rock. For all your
sex and rock needs. But like, for real. That's my hood, man. I love that place. I'm not even from here and I love the place, you know?
If you want to know what it looks like, it's like a rock.
It's a rock.
Well, imagine
it's a big rock.
To be fair, actually, the actual part of Sex Rock that we call Sex Rock is not a rock.
It's a boulder.
No. The bit behind it is like a cement.
It's a drain.
It's a drain. That's the part we call Sex Rock, even though there's like 3 rocks in front of it.
Yeah, but Iceland and Greenland are, you know, both called that. And
that's
both,
true, yeah.
One's green, the other one's ice, but they have a switch over.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like, Iceland is really snowy. I don't want to say.
Yeah, okay, but.
But Greenland is also really snowy.
Like, Iceland is not fully all snow.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
But Greenland is fully all snow, you know?
Well, I hate the perception that people think that, oh yeah, Iceland's just full of fucking grass. Like, it's totally not. It's freezing.
You know that video I watched yesterday, the history of the world? You know, the sun is a deadly laser, you know that video? I watched that, and you could learn so much from him, because he conveys his points perfectly.
Right. I think I watched his video about the entire history of everything. What's that? Is that the entire history of the world or something?
Yeah. You have a rash. Yeah.
Really?
You're red.
Genuinely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible. It feels really bad.
Oh, my fingers.
Keaton has AIDS.
Do I have a rash? I can't.
No, it's like just like, it looks like irritation. He's like red.
Sorry, I scratched it.
You're frustrated?
What?
We were talking about that guy who makes the sun is a daily laser video.
Yeah, I used to study for like history when I was younger, and I was like, oh, that's right. And then I didn't do history because I'm not a fucking laser. You know
what I mean? what the fuck are you talking about, man? What the fuck's wrong with history?
Oh, that was the worst part ever. Worst.
Okay. I would have actually done history, but...
You did what? You didn't?
I should have done history. I did German instead.
Did you not get an award for history?
I got history last year. I got an award for history for every year, and then I didn't pick it up in fifth year.
Oh, I love history.
I should have done history. But the problem is like, it's a lot
it's
of...
It's too much writing for me.
We had a time management test the other day, and like, my hand felt like it was going to fall off when I got out of there, and that was just like 40 minutes of writing. Wow. Like it's like the test is like 3 hours long. Yeah, you know?
It's mental.
Yeah, that's the one.
But I would love to do history if it didn't involve literally writing
a
new
book,
fucking test,
fucking book. Yeah, because to me, history is the most interesting subject because it's like shit, man. This shit really
shit already happened, isn't it?
Yeah. So
why should you care about it?
Because it shaped the fucking world.
Yeah, it's brilliant in that sense. It brought everything to fruition. If you know what I mean?
Oh. Talking about history, I have an idea to get the six counties back in Ireland.
Oh, fuck me.
All right, what's the idea?
So, Evan already knows it.
Do I? I actually don't. I have no idea.
You don't know
this? Did you tell me this last night?
You weren't in. Okay. So, Ireland, right? England were like...
Don't know.
I use a pack of cunts, right? And we were like, what are you talking about? And then, we're eating potatoes, right? And then one day, they blew up and we were like, oh, bollocks. These are bad potatoes. Like... It's a famine, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that happened. Then we had no food, and Britain took our food. And then they were like, "I feel bad for you. So here's like you know a good amount of your counties back. Here's 80%." And we're like, "All right, cool." So
I feel like it's way under 80%.
Maybe like 70. I don't know. Well, 32 counties, 6 take away 32,
28. It's just not 28.
What's 26? So that's like. I don't know, I can't do percentages.
No, because like, I always like...
It doesn't matter. Look, listen, sorry, look, okay? So then, I was like, right, okay, if they... We need them to pity us, to be like, oh, shit, right, give them back their fucking shit. So I was like, okay, my first plan was, in all of Ireland, to have another famine. And at first I was like, right, what are we going to use? And I was like, donuts, because donuts are a new thing. You know? Everyone loves donuts, Ireland. But then I was like, no, because the Galway don't be in Donald's.
Pussy cream is coming to fucking Blanche.
Pussy now. Cream, is it?
Pussy cream.
Same thing. Yeah.
Pussy but then cream. I thought about it. I said, no, there's literally things. One thing that Irish people need more than Donald's, and it's sitting on this fucking table right here. Bread.
I thought you were talking about the microphone.
I was like,
we need microphones.
Everyone does podcasts.
Literally, we cannot live without a fucking pan of bread. We just go completely insane. We eat our own children.
That's so true. When the snow happened and there was no bread, it was Armageddon.
Dude. It was fucking crazy.
It was insane. It was really insane.
So I was like, right, we'll poison all the wheat. You know, have another famine. England feel bad for us. And then someone in school was like, yeah, but like, you know, England doesn't own us anymore. They're not going to give a shit.
Yeah, true.
I was like, fair. So,
fuck me.
Here's the actual bear plan, right? So, we closed the borders up north.
Wait, hang on. So this is the plan? Wait, what was all that other bullshit?
That was my first plan.
Fuck me.
So, close all the borders up north, okay. Give them the famine, starve them out.
Oh, yeah, just here's the famine. Give them the famine.
We just do it. I don't know how, I don't know how you make a disease that fucking affects loads of shit, right? So, we do that. England feels bad for them. But someone else also made some really smart guy called,
No, you lost me.
You lost me. Just say like in the faked up and fake name, and we can go with that.
Ah, oh, fucking
Kitty Fucker.
Feudal, no.
No, Kitty Fucker.
No, he's very smart.
He doesn't. Oh yeah.
Smart
people don't even fuck kids.
He
got the award.
Yeah. He was like, He was like, oh, better idea. Put a dome over the door of Ireland.
Okay, fuck me.
And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, we starve him out.
Oh, like the Simpsons movie?
Yeah. But then, Josh. Yeah. Songs, yeah, Josh was like, yeah, but they just dig underneath it. So then, Smart Boy was like,
"Why didn't they do it on the Simpsons movie?"
They did.
Oh, they did. Sorry.
We make a sphere that goes underground and above, so you can't dig out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry now to fucking
we starved them out.
Shit all over your bubble here.
England are like, oh,
but there's like sorry, lads. Of Irish.
Do you understand the insanity of trying to put a sphere around Northern Ireland?
And I'm just saying, the time that would take, they would just fuck off. Like, they would just walk over and be like, you're there working down there, and they're like, I hear you're not allowed to be out there. Yeah, I'm just going to walk to, you know, your
county. Yeah, but we'll just see what the Simpsons did.
Tilo, swipe that. Like, go easy.
Calm.
Hey, yo, you're tapping, so be careful. Yeah, you're making...
Oh,
what a wine page. What a beam when this is done.
I don't think we should ever have the
32. It's ready.
We should never have the 32 counties. Like, I don't think we ever will, so...
We can't afford it.
It'd be nice. So,
we can't afford it.
But we won't get
it. Have you ever gone to the Nord? It's not really desirable. I'm going to be honest.
I was there once.
Like, all the kind
of... Controversy. Oh. Sean Barra hates unionists.
He goes in the fucking shop there. He goes, yeah, the confirmation. And then they're having something on for the confirmation.
All the boys are over there at the school for the confirmation. Yeah, yeah.
And then, no, Mick is just like, no, it's not. It's the credit union. He goes, close enough. We got the union.
Got the union, man. And so Sean loves unionists.
There you go, yeah.
No, yeah.
Right.
Incels.
We all seen Avengers now.
God, it made me cry twice.
Spoilers then.
Yeah, spoilers.
This is your official spoiler word.
Yeah, spoiler word.
When you hear this noise.
Yeah. Yeah, when you hear those noises, apparently.
Well, like,
or you could just.
Let's do it again, and then it'll be spoiler time. Do it.
Yeah.
Ah, full.
Or you could just tune out.
Either one.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not your daddy, you know, so you don't got to listen to us.
Nah, what you think of Thanos?
Amazing. I also liked how it was his movie.
Yeah.
That was the best part. It was.
I think if you go into that film and know that,
yeah,
you enjoy a lot more because I feel like we're like, oh, I want to see Spider-Man do this and I want to do this and I want to see Doctor Strange fucking turn something into a horse. Like, then, you know what I mean?
Thanos turn you into a horse.
If
you could do that, the movie would have been over real quick.
Have you watched This Is How It Should Have Ended?
Not the Avengers.
No, the Avenger Infinity War one is if Ant-Man was there, Ant-Man just goes really small, goes in his ears, and goes big, and just explodes them.
I do feel like that would kill Ant-Man, though.
Yeah,
Thanos is unbreakable in a way. So,
how is he unbreakable? He's just a big purple bastard.
Yeah, but they beat the shit out of him, and he's Mr. Glass. A drop of blood.
He's Mr. Glass.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, like it even says it's
he's
like,
Bruce Willis.
You did all
you are adding no fucking input.
He says he's unbreakable. It's like that movie Unbreakable.
Okay, you know that Mr. Glass is not the unbreakable.
Actually, unbreakable is great.
Here, they're making. Have you seen the new one?
I haven't seen it.
No, sorry. I mean, the
Split.
The third one in the trilogy is coming out.
Oh yeah, no way.
And it's got. What's his name? David Dunn, I think his name is. They got Bruce Willis from the first one, Mr. Glass, and Kevin, aka the Horde from Split.
Yeah,
and it looks great. I actually can't wait to see.
Has there been a trailer, or is just the idea?
Last time I looked, there wasn't, but there was set photos. But I'll have a look. I can't remember what it was called. I think I have a feeling it was called Unspeakable.
Anyway,
I can't tell.
Back to the fucking Avengers, because you know you can't stay on topic.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a good fault.
What do you think they're going to do for next one?
I have no idea. I have literally
I know they've...
Oh, sorry. Just to say, the new one is called Glass.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
That makes sense.
But they've announced that the Soul Gem idea is true.
What's the Soul Gem idea?
Which is that they're all kind of like
in a Soul Gem.
That's all they're not dead?
No.
Oh shit, Sarah.
The reason that they didn't want to announce it, but it was because Chris Pratt announced that he's in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right, but also, here's another thing I'm
gonna fucking thick bastard. Now I need to go say that to the rest of the lads, you know?
Yeah. He fucked up with the movie, now he fucked up in real life.
But he's such a bloke. Here's the thing, I also heard another theory about it that. So, between Civil War and Infinity War, 3 years have meant to pass, even though in real time it was 2 years, you know? 3 years are meant to pass. So the theory was that all the upcoming movies, like with Spider-Man and the Guardians, are all actually before Infinity War. And they're all,
between Civil War and Infinity War, or between,
it makes sense with Groot
between their lives.
He's a teenager in a.
Yeah, no, but he's a teenager at the very end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, but that could just be like a.
Yeah, I feel like, but that credit scene is like set just before.
Yeah.
True.
You know,
I think they could actually put it. They could totally put it.
Well, it was also. No, they won't. They won't pull that off.
That's going to be prequel.
They'll make it after the next Avengers. They won't make another. The next Spider-Man or Guardians of the Galaxy won't come out.
So when does the new Ant-Man movie take place?
After Civil War.
That takes,
You know, at the end of Civil War. Civil War?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of Civil War when Captain America breaks them all out of prison?
Yeah.
It's right there is like where it picks up.
Is Ant-Man the bad guy?
The good guy.
Ant-Man's a good guy.
No.
But in Civil War, which was he?
Zemo was the bad guy.
That's the point of Civil War.
Ultron deleted, because without Ultron, there'd be no Zemo. You know what I'm saying?
Gazebo?
What's that?
Vision?
Zemo?
Yeah, Zemo.
Or Vision.
How?
Because Ultron makes the whole place get destroyed.
Okay, yeah. Right, but you know.
No, I like Ultron. No one liked Ultron. I like
Ultron. He's the best villain.
Oh, right. Ultron's really good too.
Yeah, no.
If I do a top three, it would be Thanos, Ultron, and Justin Hammer. Without a fucking doubt. Justin Hammer was fucking amazing.
I'd choose Ben Kingsley.
No, he was the worst one. Malekith was the worst one. Who's that?
Iron Man 3?
Was it Iron Man 3?
Thor 2. No, Iron Man 3 is the Whiplash.
Iron Man 3 is not the Whip. Iron Man 3 is Ben Kingsley and what's his name?
Who's the guy that turns
extremist? What the fuck is his name? Guy Pearce? Is that his name? The actor?
Oh, actually, Iron Man 3 had a really good one.
Do you think? I thought it was shit.
Thought it was good because of the consequence at the end that they then took away.
Iron Man 3 is the worst Iron Man movie.
I've never seen the second one, honestly.
The second one's good.
I've seen only bits of it.
The second one's the best one.
Is it?
Yeah. The first one's like...
I think the first one's the best one. And I've always heard like that's one of the best Marvel films because it kind of is.
When you watch the second one, everything in that movie is great.
Who's the fuck is Malekith?
Malekith? He's the Dark Elf. He's the bad guy from Thor 2.
Thor 2.
And he's shit because no one knows who the fuck he is and he's the worst. But
I bet Loki though.
He killed Loki.
Who is Loki in real life again?
Tom Hiddleston.
That's me.
Yeah.
You do look very like.
I don't think he does.
I don't think I do.
Everyone says he looks like Tom Hiddleston. I don't think he does.
I think he does.
I think he kind of looks like Jeremy Allen White, if I was saying anyone. Lip Gallagher from the.
What'd
you say?
I thought you look like
Lip. Act like Lip. Like that's what Kate. That's what your doctor says anyway. That's what my dad says too. So. Let me tell you all a dream I had, okay? I had a dream the other day.
Is it like a metaphorical dream or like an actual
It was in your house, okay?
That's all.
And everyone was that's normal all. Except for your... It was like a movie and your dad was being played by William H. Macy. And as we all know, Keelan's dad, William H. Macy,
are
identical.
And then it was... That one time he came in and started fucking on about
9/11. Yeah, where it's exactly like Frank Gallagher.
Yeah,
he came in and he's like 9/11, all this shit. Were you there for that?
No.
Your dad came in. Where was Keelan for that?
I don't know. He was like.
Wait, what? Your dad came in, started spewing conspiracy theories.
Fuck off. No, he did.
No, he did. He really did.
You were dropping the doctor to like the bus stop or something.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And your dad was kind of drunk and he came in and he's just like fucking 9/11 this fucking Bin Laden and all. What the hell?
I love my dad.
And he's like, that's the reason we had to pay so much tax.
Yeah.
Then he had going taxes, which is exactly like Frank Gallagher. And the thing is, he looks like him. And he had a drink in his hand. But I was like, what the fuck? This is just Frank Gallagher.
He wasn't drunk or anything. He was just like...
Wait, the thing is that Frank Gallagher is a scumbag of a person. Your dad's sound. You know?
So that's a good side of him.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, everybody loves Frank Gallagher because like he's...
Yeah, because he's a villain that everyone hates.
Loves.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to.
See, you're meant to love. You're meant to love a villain. I think you're meant to, in a sense, agree with the villain. That's why I think people like Thanos because it can be like.
He's so.
In a sense, you know, he's like, oh yeah, half the universe is gone.
Some of the best villains are the ones that aren't really villains, are they?
They have
like you know the ones that are like, I literally want to kill everything because I'm. Because why not?
Yeah.
Malekith. Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. He was like, Dark Elves are class, everyone's shy.
That's why I'm going to have a problem with the new Ant-Man. Because, like,
the ghost?
Yeah. It's just like her like, motive is just, I want to just kill everyone. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but I think they're going to have.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad.
I think they're going to have a really, like, good, like, kind of. She has, like, a mental problem because she's been trapped in the Phantom Zone. right? Or not the Phantom Zone, that's Superman. It's
Metal Gear.
The Quantum Realm, you know?
Okay.
So I think they're going to be having, she's like really mentally fucked. And that's why she's gone around killing people. But there's a bit in the trailer that if you look, or like if you're watching it, because it's like a split second, where you see Ant-Man, right? You know what Ant-Man's suit looks like, yeah?
He's an Ant.
And then the Wasp, but it's the old Wasp suit. No, seriously, like it's the old Wasp suit. So it's the one that looks like Ant-Man's suit, and they're kicking ass. So that's going to be like, I'm guessing that's going to be Michael Douglas and what the fuck's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer, because she's playing Janet Van Dyne.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, I kind of really want to see that because.
I don't know.
I
love the Ant-Man film. I remember like being like, oh, here, this is going to be shit.
It was like the best one.
It's not even nearly a Marvel film. It's just like,
it's a
weird film, yeah.
And remember that part in the movie when it just shows that he's ripped and you're like, hang on a minute, Paul Rudd
might be my favorite person from American Hot.
Wet Hot America.
Oh my god, he's the best.
He's my second favorite Paul Rudd.
See,
he's an arsehole.
The best thing about Wet Hot American Summer is the fact that Seth Rogen isn't in it.
What's wrong with Seth Rogen?
Nothing. But he's in too many. This is weird, funny movie.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm so glad he wasn't, because he does a lot of stuff with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think if he was in that, he'd obviously be the guy that's just a stoner.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You know where?
Or Jewish.
What's his mate, Evan, in it? Set in Evan.
Evan Peters.
What, sir?
No, like his mate who makes the film as well.
Oh, Evan Goldberg.
Evan Goldberg, is the person who's leading their first film they made. Okay, it's just like a little fan film. And then ever since then, it's only been Seth behind in front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah. Seth recorded their first film, like it was like when they were kids. Seth was recording it and Evan was starring in it.
Hmm.
So it was like, you guys started drinking and finishing at the same time. It was really weird. Like the exact same time. But yeah, the reason we're talking about Wet Hot American is because we're talking about Happy. And the main character from Happy is Gene.
Oh yeah,
from
he's fucking hilarious.
He's my favorite character.
Yeah, he's my favorite character.
That bit where he like confesses his love for the fridge and he says he wants to have sex with it and everything is fucking.
You know, no, but what we were saying is he's the same character. Like he's very similar.
I'm only on the third episode of Happy.
Right? Well, in some way, yeah. I haven't started. Like,
it's amazing.
It is brilliant. It's
really good.
It's fucking incredible.
But like I said,
it stays at a very good momentum. True.
There was only one problem I have with it. And it's the same problem they had with... Do you remember the Woody Woodpecker movie?
No, because nobody's ever watched that film.
No. Right. That movie's fucking pure dog shit.
Oh, actually, sorry. Did you see... Because you've seen that on Everybody Hates Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody Hates Everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I hate everything on After Prom.
Honest fuck God, off, no way. Just after we watched, me and Sean this. Literally watched Sean After Prom.
Sean and me watched
2 days ago?
We watched After Prom 2 days ago.
It took us 2 days to watch it. Because it was we needed a break.
Kilo. What the fuck was the name of that movie we watched with the summer camp?
Sorry, he's in that.
He's in the movie.
You know the brother, the older brother?
Yeah.
He's in that movie. After Prom.
He has like a cameo.
He's in a flashback. He plays the fucking faggot kid's dad. Okay. Wait, no, whoa, yo. Not gay.
Yo.
Like, loser.
Yo.
He's a fucking arse. Shit, he's a lick.
That
kid.
Makes it better.
Yeah, because that makes it better.
Makes it worse.
Look.
It's like using the N-word, but they're white. It's like, it doesn't make a difference. It's still offensive.
He plays, your man, the older brother from that movie, plays this guy's dad in the past.
Okay, but what was the name of that movie? Because that was the worst movie.
Christian, but I don't know. Christian Camp? What the fuck was it called?
Jesus Camp?
Kill Camp?
Was it? And he gives them all the laxatives and they shit themselves. Remember that bit?
Wait.
Remember he makes them brownies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, you need to watch the movie. Because there's never been a movie where they go, you're going to a Christian camp. Because they're just Christians. So when they get there, there's little undertones about, oh, well, God would want you to do that.
Yeah.
Like, hang on a second.
It's never explicitly stated the whole, like, Christianity thing. But there's a part where, one of the camp counselors are giving your man a pep talk. And he's talking about how he got like his he got the power from God to stop being so insecure and all this shit.
Stop doing heroin.
I was like, yo, the kids. This is the worst. And the granddad in it
remember how creepy he is to the mother? Hey. They're like,
oh, oh no. Oh, Alexander and the Terrible, not good, really bad.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's
so
not a horribly bad film.
That's terrible.
I love that movie. With all
that bit
heart.
Where the mother totally wants to fuck her son.
She, very, so several times. Where she
what's
wants to fuck
going
her son.
On there? What is going on
you
there?
Mean the guy from 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah, him, yeah. Clay.
Oh, he's him. Got like I was saying this. Are you gonna watch it? Have you even watched?
I watched the first. It was shit.
It is.
Are you gonna watch the second one?
No, because it looks.
I'm
like
gonna watch the second one.
It's the Riverdale thing in my head. It's shit, boy.
Oh,
wanna...
you said you know. I've actually given up on Riverdale.
I give up.
So
I, give
I skipped that musical one because I literally watched a few minutes of that.
You,
and
then I watched the last 2 minutes.
No, my sister told me what happens in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I watched the recap of it. Do you want me to spoil it?
I watched literally watched the 2 last minutes of musical episode.
But to be fair,
it's musical plot point.
Is it all musical?
Yes.
Oh, see, no, you know what show did that great? Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Oh my god, yeah.
Remember the musical episode of Scrubs? That is my favorite.
See, every show, actually, Always Sunny, I didn't like their musical episode.
Was that the black one?
Yeah, where they just turned black. Because it doesn't make sense.
It's called The Gang of Black for a Day.
I love shows that do that where they have like it's the same kind of beginning to each episode, like name wise. Whereas Friends is, you know, and like,
I Carly is I something. It's like I
plot point. You know,
I colonoscopy.
I
hey, what's like you?
Wait, I.
It's like there's another.
Then there's one. Did you ever see your one's nudes?
No.
The blonde one.
The blonde one. She's 30. Yeah, she's like 30.
Fuck off.
They're like, they're all nearly 30. Nathan Kress is married. The guy who played Freddy. He's
hot
there.
It's
like, he's so hot.
He's hot. Like, remember he got hot? Like,
yeah.
he got
he has like shirtless pics out now and everything. And, like, he is fucking huge. Like, not bigger than Ryan, obviously. Ryan's massive. But like, you know.
Hey, Mr. Mass, what was I saying?
He got really hot. But there's a guy in my class I went to school with who Sean knows because they work together. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
I know, and I worked together with him.
Yeah, he was in my primary school.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but like, he had such an unhealthy fixation with Miranda Cosgrove. So,
like
he had, like, stickers of her face.
Wait.
On all his
Carly.
You lost me.
Wait,
Miranda Carly from iCarly?
Yeah,
sorry. I thought you were saying I went to school with iCarly. Like,
nah, you just didn't.
Fucking shit talk at you.
But like, he had such a weirdly unhealthy obsession with Miranda Cosgrove, and he had like stickers of her over everything. Like every time teacher made him move table, he put a sticker of her face on the table.
I made his life a living hell.
He was a wanker. He's such a dickhead.
But he's going now.
His brother is the nicest bloke I'll ever meet.
He's
the coolest gay bloke.
Is that the guy that you worked with?
Yeah. I was in primary school.
Right. Is that what I did to him?
Yeah.
His older brother is by far the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Anyway.
But he's a wanker.
Yeah, no, what's that lunch here? I talked to a girl I knew he liked because he told me about her. And I just kept on calling him such a fucking weirdo and such a pedo and all. He said I worked with him and he goes, oh, for real? And then he then talked to me about it a few weeks later and he goes, no, don't show him.
He's such a
I
heard about him, like, pressuring girls to go to like the devs with him and everything. Like,
oh, it's hot.
Creepy.
Wait. Does he live in Leeds?
No, he lives in...
Manute?
No, Lucan, I think.
So, actually, that's the last time I've seen Killian. Shouldn't say that. But the last time I've seen Killian we came off the bus to go mischief. And he was there.
That's right, yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's a crack.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was like, oh, shit. And then, like, I don't know if you know.
Are you fucking real?
I can't get away.
So don't look me in the eye when you're scratching your balls here.
I'm totally doing that, dude.
Unfair.
It's unfair on many.
Oh, what am I doing? Oh, yeah, you want my personal hotspot because you're a fucking leeching bastard. Even though I sleep in your bed. Like
right. I want to talk about that thing as I'm out earlier. Okay. We were at Supervive and we're talking to Owen and this other girl who were like,
oh, God, yeah.
They were sponsoring like abortion, say yes, yeah?
Which I'm for.
I'm for yes. You might be for yes.
Are you for
yes? I don't care if you are.
I'm really split on it, okay?
Okay.
That's okay.
I'm not. No, I'm actually not.
What's your girlfriend? What's the doctor?
Like, look,
I like abortion because it's all for murdering babies, right?
This is a doctor which for killing babies. Because
I fucking hate kids, but it gives women a choice, and I'm not alright with that. You know what I mean?
Wow. I did not go the way I was expecting
it to. Nah, I'm only messing. Yeah, abortion's a kill. Oh, I want abortion too.
It's actually, you know, fucking what shout out. What does
the doctor want?
Sorry?
What does the doctor think?
Doctor?
The, your doctor?
Oh, she's like, yeah, she's totally for it, you know what I mean?
What was I going to say? Actually, like, you know, for real, a shout out to the Blind Boy podcast, because I was listening to that. And he was talking about, like, you know, he talked about a lot of things. He talked about the Daggers into Light, the Pieta House, suicide awareness, all that kind of stuff. And then he talked about, what else? He talked about fucking the abortion referendum, all this kind of stuff. And about how he inspired, like, he inspired young guys like us to go out, register to vote, you know?
Yeah.
And
with, like, did he with Killian Murphy?
Yeah. No. That was the, it was that one. But here's the thing, though, that a lot of women have been making a really good point of, is that women have been saying this since this referendum was announced. They've been telling guys, you need to go out and register to vote, you need to do this, right? But no one did it until a man said it, which is a problem.
Yeah, because I don't think it's just like a...
Do you think men should be allowed to vote in the abortion?
Yes.
Yes, but here's the thing. I don't think that old people, right, who aren't going to ever have kids, okay, because they're old, I don't think they should be allowed to vote. I think
that's just age, isn't it?
But like, no, for real though, I don't think that those, like, because they're it's not gonna make a difference to them. They're not having kids, okay?
I don't think the whites should have a vote.
No, but for real, they shouldn't have a vote because they're not gonna. They're
thank
gonna,
you.
Thank you. No, but what I was saying is that we were
at SuperValu, and like Owen, our mate, is kind of a big activist on the Say Yes campaign and also, but he's not like
preachy, right? Because he's like, obviously he wants you to vote yes,
yeah,
okay, but he won't get, like, he'll obviously get up in your
face.
Yeah,
he provides you with the facts.
If no, wait, hang on, you weren't even there.
Yeah.
But like, if, because what am I trying
okay,
to say?
Okay, what I was saying was, is that, like, when you have a conversation with Owen, he's not, like, I hear... Like, there's some people, like, you have a conversation with. The girl he was beside, I say you had a conversation with her for a few minutes, she's already on the topic of abortion. Yeah. And he could be talking about something so simple as, like, oh, what you getting shot, or something like that, and she'd be like, oh, yeah, but I can't have fucking kids. I'm like, what? You know, or I can't kill kids, which is, you know, the other point. and then, like, Owen, you can have the... I didn't know Owen was a mad activist against it until, like, a few months ago, but like he's so good about it, like he's not,
yeah,
shoving,
he's
it down,
not
your throat,
up in your face about it. Now, I don't mind those people that go or the canvas, they go around the doors, I don't mind them. I don't mind the people that give you pamphlets and badges and want to talk to you, but when they get super, like, not
your face,
not like,
yeah,
personal,
yeah,
how do I say this, yeah, kind of personal, where they're like they're trying to make you feel bad.
It's like, oh, and has your sister got a child?
Yeah,
no. Like, could you imagine murdering that kid? Could you imagine getting a sledgehammer and fucking...
Yeah,
they're always...
playing golf, nine holes with that shit. You know,
they're always on. Like, it's like, you go to Paris,
but it's both sides.
Still...
No, it's not just one side.
No. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah,
I'm talking,
yeah,
about, like, people who are, like, activist fans, like, the gay marriage, you know.
Also, I also wanted to make a point that was just bullshit that we had the referendum for that. Why couldn't two people just get married? I'm really glad that went through.
Yeah.
I know that's old news now. That's like 3 years ago now.
I want to marry my abort fee.
Nice. Mixing the genres. Like, that's genre bending.
Sorry, this
is really quiet there.
No, but like, I think that if people were chill about it, I get that it's a very serious topic, right? It is, because it's people are dying. Okay, and people are being forced to go
game
abroad. No, Keelan, get off your fucking phone.
Sorry.
No, for real, I'm turning my hotspot off.
Okay.
No, but like people going away to get.
Yeah, they're being forced to go. Like, that's really
oh,
serious.
Oh man, did you see what Jim Jefferies did?
No.
The comedian. So he, like, in America, on his American show, knows the Irish referendum. And you know your man who was like, he's a politician and he's offered vote no. It's like
in Ireland.
In Ireland, it's not like. But he basically, because he keeps on saying it's murder, it's murdering a kid and all this shit, but it's not.
It's not, because it's not a human.
Yeah, it's not, like, especially
fucking fetus, you know?
And all this. And he got him to go to London. All right.
Yeah.
So he had to make the journey from Ireland to London.
Like, no, who and which one?
The activist.
Okay. Yeah.
Or the vote no. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got him to meet him in London to do an interview with him. So he had to do the journey what a woman would have to do if she wanted to abort a baby.
That is brilliant.
And this is, and he got him, and then when he got into London, the airport in London, he got someone, like, he was just an annoying bastard in the car all the way there, and they got stuck in traffic, and he's just there, you know, like, picking his nose, eating a sandwich, you know, rubbing his leg and all this shit, just to piss him off, like. And then he had an interview with him and had, like, a few sentences being like, all right, what's your opinion on this and all this, and he's just talking all the bollocks to your man, the activist. And Jim Jeffries like, okay, we're done. And he's like, what you mean we're done? Yeah, we're done. You go home. So made him come to London, didn't pay for the flight or anything.
That's excellent. That's brilliant.
That's actually
it's a 14-minute thing.
I have to fucking take my hat off to Jim Jeffries there. That's the most incredible display of fuck you I can imagine. And I definitely respect that with every ounce of my fucking soul.
It's amazing.
For real, that is brilliant.
Oh, it's deadly. Like,
I would never have thought of that either. That's
I wouldn't have thought of
that. I never, ever have thought of that.
I wouldn't have thought someone abroad, like Jim Jeffries, he's Australian.
He's Australian.
Yeah.
He's on an American
that's
show.
Like, that's like, we're here. Australia's the other side. And he's like, yo, fuck that, man. That's some Irish bullshit going on over there.
And it's weird that they know about what's going on, in the sense of...
Well, it's a pretty, like... vocal thing.
Do you remember when the
you know, like, we're the only, like, Catholic country that, like, still don't allow more, like, it's like, it's just like, is like Islamic countries at the moment that, like, it's like abortion is, you know, you know,
they just get a little, they got a little tiny
machete. Fucking hell,
I like how we're being real serious and Keenan's like, oh, tiny machete. Like, talking about how, like, it reached foreign countries like that, you remember when the same-sex marriage referendum was going on? Like, every country in the world knew about that. And every country around the world was like, fucking go you, Ireland, you know? Because, like, we did a good thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when that happened, I wasn't old enough.
I don't usually YouTubers or Irish gay YouTubers. I mean this in a kind of sort of, because they're so fucking out there. But like, there was those videos going around where they call up their nanny and they're like, "Here, nanny, are you going to vote yes?" and all this, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm definitely going to vote
yes." Yeah, fuck off.
And like, they're just crying. I'm like, "Oh, that's actually really nice." Like,
yeah.
Ryan's texting
me. I'm
big
man.
Big man. We're gonna on the bus now. Be in
here. Be here for the second part.
Be here for part
of
two.
The stormy, you know, snacky, you know, drinky podcast.
Yeah, we'll do a second one. We got like a few minutes left in this one.
We've got 3 minutes left.
I was going to say, we just got to think of more shit to talk about.
No, but like,
because, like, you know, the thing with this podcast is, I know we're getting real serious now, but it's complete shy talk the whole way through.
Yeah, I know.
If people want to listen to that, they can. They don't, they can fuck right off, you know?
It's so true. It's good to talk. Like,
it is, because it's good. Like, there's a lot of things to talk about, and we have really good conversations, and we air everything out, and, you know. Oh, Keelan, you're fucking found.
I was a doctor.
Your man's watching Lost in Space. What a man!
Lost in Space is actually going to be quite decent.
I heard it was shit.
Lol. Well, my dad liked it.
My auntie. Well, actually, my auntie hates, like, all movies.
She's hard to please.
She,
I hate fuckers. Like, okay, I don't know my art class, and there's lads who, like, will be like, "Yeah, Baby Driver was fucking shit."
It wasn't just. Like, it was class.
How do you not know that was the best? I was like, and then he's like, "The Greatest Showman, the fucking deadliest thing ever."
Rubbish movie.
Oh,
man.
The worst movie. Oh, man, he does me head in. His name's Sean. He's the only other Sean in my year. And I'm like, he's actually fucking dead on Sean's, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. And he's all right, but he's just like, "Oh, yeah, that was fucking dead." I'm like, "No, it wasn't." Don't be so ignorant against your fucking...
I was going to say something. We were talking about something really interesting.
And, like, you know, it's kind of like, you know when Bruno and our mates went to Black Panther and just, like,
They left. Like, that's a great movie. Now, don't get me wrong, I can see the problem.
I can see the problem in it.
It's got a lot of problems.
Yeah. But
I still don't want to watch it because I just think it looks shit. That's just me.
It's really good, but it has so many problems. You know?
The CGI looks kind of in the trailers, I think.
It's great. It is great.
It's visually the most beautiful.
That's the thing, is like, I think you should watch it. Like, I think everybody should watch Black Panther. It's also a great thing to have an entirely...
It's a great
all black
cat. And to be honest, the one white guy they have in it is amazing. Oh, actually, they have two.
They have two. Yeah.
like Martin Freeman in that movie is he honestly steals the show, and I'm not just saying that because he's white. Like, he is the best part of that movie by far for me. I know there's people in fucking vibranium tattoos
running. Nah, people always like Killmonger's the best thing ever. I'm like, no.
Killmonger is not the best villain ever. He's great, but he's not the best. Because, like,
okay,
he's...
I know about his... Okay, so I don't have watched the movie, so maybe I don't have a proper opinion on this, but I think that
he's a shit villain in the way that you need. Okay, because okay. So the what's it, his the whole conflict with him is like he's like you know, Whitey's got to pay. Oh shit. Oh okay. Right.
We'll continue in like the next one.
Right. When you hear this noise.
Fuck over the nose. Okay, thank
get
you.
The can there, no?
Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, can.
Here we go.
This is it. This is the ending.
Way.